something. We're up to the Mishnah?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, halacha gimel. Hoy chamisha toivim also. I'm finally beginning to get the hang of this masechta. Hoy chamisha toivim also. There are five guys claiming against him. Okay, this is the same guy we had last week. Yeah, last night. The Shmuel, guy who has pikadum. So five guys are claiming against him. Varmul lo, and they said to him, each one of them says they're holding on to a object of safekeeping of theirs. So he takes notes that I don't owe any of you anything. So it's only one liability. He lied, of course. The only one liability. Why is it only one liability? Because he mentioned them all five in one breath. However, he said shvusha ein lecha biyadi lo lecha velo lecha. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what's important, it's not going to come up until later this evening, but it's important to note it now. There's a problem here because they're connecting vavs. It says, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. So normally connecting vavs unify a statement. Yet here, the connecting vavs, according to our mission, do not unify the statement. They're liable to carbon shul for each and every one independently. Okay, that's going to come up later. Okay? Right, Rabbi?
Summer, someone we had for
Bob
was actually.
Oh, yeah, a duplicate Gemara tonight. Okay. Same Gemara was in. I just looked up where we learned it. So it was either Gittin or Nazir. Gittin. Okay? So, yes, that's correct. The duplicate Bob, right, that's an issue later on. Okay? Chai of a Kalachas Valley Slavic Chavan, Rabbi Lezimer Achiomar Shvua Bach Roina. Rabbi says, until you say, it's not considered to be each one an independent obligation unless you say shvua at the end. Okay? In other words, you have to say, as Zumar will say, you have to say shvua she'eni ein lecha biyadi v'lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha shvua. Zumar is going to say, I have to say it twice. Otherwise, they're not differentiated. Rabbi Shimon says you have to say shvua lo lecha, shvua lo lecha, shvua lo lecha. That differentiate them, you have to have shvua, say shvua on each one. Says Mar Yochel. Now this kind of out of left field at the beginning of the Gemara. It seems to be the fragment of something else which was once here but is no longer here. So Yochel Abba Shvus Bikarim Losa Mushba Kanishba. By Shvus Bikarim, do we say that if somebody else administers the oath, if somebody else administers the oath, it's not as if you took the oath in an initiative? Says Mar, no. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Leiskan, not correct. If somebody else administered the oath to you, it's as if you took the oath yourself. There's no distinction. Again, it's a fragment from something, I don't know, probably belongs somewhere else, but it appears here. Getting back to our Mishnah, as I just told you a few moments ago, according to Lezer, the only time each Shvua becomes differentiated among the five people, if you said, Shvua, not to you, Shvua, not, Shvua, not to you, not to you, not to you, not to you, Shvua. You have to say it twice, okay? Take out the word Divrei Chachamim, the words Divrei Chachamim, because Gilin Ephraim takes out. Hizkir Shvua Tchila v'lo Hizkir B'sof. If you only mention Shvua at the beginning and not at the end, or you mention only at the beginning and not only at the end and not at the beginning, in other words, you didn't mention at the beginning and end of your statement. Now, Daikin, the Rabbanon coin, Rabbanon may be Korban, Akol, Achas, Vachas. According to Rabbanon, if that's sufficient, you still bring a Korban each and every one. I'll die to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, since you do not say Shvua twice, once at the beginning of your statement, once at the end of the statement, maybe Korban Echad, there's no differentiation, you only bring one Korban in your entire statement. He's Kir Shvua Tchilav Sof, you mentioned Shvua at the beginning of your statement and at the end of your statement, I'll die to the Rabbanon, according to the rabbis, maybe Shtei Korbanos HaKol Echad VeEchad, you bring two Korbanos on each and every one, okay, meaning that not only does it differentiate, it double whammies you. Since you said Shvua, not to you, not to you, not to you, Shvua, on each one of those not to you's, you're liable for two Shvuas. The Shvua at the beginning, Shvua at the end. I don't know if we ever had something like this actually before. I don't remember that ever having this more before. I don't think we had it before. Actually, it seems like it's, normally we would say, Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua. Okay, it's a big chiddush here that you had said. We learned that Kiddush last night, that Bert Shavuos HaPikadon, you can have a Shavuos Chalosh for you because he could have confessed after the first time. And the second Shavuos is an additional denial of the claim. That's true. That we learned. But this is an even bigger Kiddush, because here in the same statement, you can be chayav for two Shavuos on the same denial, okay? Which is a very big Kiddush, okay? So again, according to Rabbanon, maybe shtei korbanos kol echad v'echad. Al daiti to Rabbi Lezer, maybe korban echad kol korban Rabbi Lezer. You bring one korban. Now al kol here is actually a typo. I didn't catch on the way in, on the way preparing. I mean, but it should be that you're chayiv one korban on each and every one of the differentiated individuals. So according to probably somebody even says that. Complain motion doesn't change it, he just accepts the gear so and interprets it that way. He has a claimer. In other words, you're liable to carbage every one. In any event, you got the idea. In other words, if there are five people here, according to Rabban, you're liable to 10 korbanos. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're liable to 5 korbanos. Okay? Says the Gemara, let's say you mentioned the Shavuot at the beginning and not at the end. That's a weird case, but you mentioned Shavuot, you have five people, right? So you mentioned Shavua, then you mentioned three people, lo l'cha, lo l'cha, lo l'cha, then you said Shavua again, and then you said the next two, lo l'cha, lo l'cha. Okay? So Shavua, three, Shavua, then two. Okay? Kaka maybe case. So, he's been Shavua, t'chiv, lo yizkir, b'sof, ma'u shetol Shavua, I'm sorry, doesn't work on the middle ones. He's a chame, says, well, why not? Let's look at it this way. Yilu yizkir, Shavua, b'tchil, b'sof, you mentioned Shavua at the beginning and at the end, sham yizkir, b'em, tzoyim. Did you mention on the middle ones? Obviously not. You mentioned what before the first and after the fifth. You didn't mention specifically on the middle ones, right? The Tamar Chola, you say it works, right? The Hachin Chola here too works, but it only works on the ones that are sandwiched. In other words, if it works, number one, you didn't Shavua. They said three. Then you said Shavua then, and they said another two. So the ones that are bracketed by Shavuas, those are according to Rabbi Lezer, differentiated each one independently. According to Rabbanan, double whammy, right? The ones after you said the second Shavua, according to Rabbi Lezer, no carbon whatsoever, because they're not differentiated. Actually, just one carbon, because they're not differentiated. I'm sorry. According to Rabbanan, they're differentiated one carbon per, but not two carbonos per. Okay? So wherever you bracket it, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's one each. According to Rabbanan, it's two each. Whatever's single statement, according to Rabban, it's one each. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's one on everything together. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkoya boy. Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkoya asked the question, and this is according to Rabbi Lezer, right? According to Rabban, we're going to learn about the lochos in the next Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Lezer, he has the following question. Shvuach chitin usari b'kus min ein l'cha b'yadi. I take an oath. Now, I only mentioned Shvuach once here, so that's what the basis of this query. Shvuach chitin wheat, sorin, barley, kusmin. I forget what kusmin is. Spelled, okay, thank you. And look up, you don't have any, I don't have any of these things in your safekeeping. Mau, what's a luck here? Kamishi is kishvot chila besof. Maybe here, even though you didn't say the word shvot at the end of the statement, it works. Meakash aideza vaideza shvot miskayemes. Why? Because each one, here it's differentiated inherently. How is it inherently differentiated? Three different commodities. Right? And our Mishnah, it's lo l'cha, lo l'cha, lo l'cha. There's no differentiation internally. Therefore, perhaps Rabbi Lezer is there. You have to say Shavuot at the beginning, Shavuot at the end, in order to create the artificial differentiation. But here, in this case over here, after all, they're different commodities. So maybe the fact that they're different commodities, in and of itself, it's a differentiation. Even according to Rabbi Lezer, right? Or, it should be the weird word O, I think, here. Or in a chayiv alachas. It's not differentiation, and you're only liable one carbon for the entire statement, right? Ein l'cha b'yadi. Now, what about, this is the opposite. this is the case where you said the word shvuah at the end. Okay, he had, before he, in the case you just said, you said Shvua, then the commodities, right? What about this? What about Ein Lecha B'Yad Yechitin L'Sorim B'Kusim and Shvua? Now, this case is a worse case. Perhaps, once you said Shvua, and then you said different commodities, then perhaps that's considered to be differentiation. But what about, well, you didn't say Shvua at the beginning. You just said the different commodities, then you said the word Shvua. Maybe in that case, it's not quite as good. Right, and maybe this case, it's according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not to be differentiation. Even in the first case, it is. Kamishi is kirshvua again to the top of Chof Hamer. Is Kamishi is kirshvua tchilu b'soif? Me'achashai deizevai deizev shvua miskayemes. Does it work because it's the commodities differentiate and he said shvua at the end, or do we say again? I think the word o should be here. Oed el chayev alachas. It's not considered to be differentiation. We don't know. Of course, this type of Gemara, that we know, don't see answers. Gemara doesn't give us the answer. We don't know if it's differential according to Rabbi Lezer or not. According to Rabban, it is. That's going to see in the next Mishnah. According to Rabbi Lezer, we don't know. Says Gemara, in b'shvus habitu ikein. This is the word in, with aleph, with a chirik. Is this true about shvus habitui? Shvus habitui is what we learned about in the first paragraph, right? I'm going to do something, I'm not going to do something, I did something, I didn't do something. What's the case? Shvua shlo ochal, shlo ochal, shvua. When you said, shvua, I'm not going to eat, shvua. Okay, you bracketed a double statement with shvua on each end, right? So I'll die to the rabban, according to rabban, maybe korban al kolachas v'achas, the bring korban for each and every statement, meaning you bring two korbanos because you bracketed, right? You bracketed, so since you bracketed, so there should be two korbanos per forbidden achila, right? That's our blazer. That's our rabbanon hold in our mishnah. Bracketing makes double korbanos, right? And I'll die to Reb Lezer, maybe echad kol korban Reb Lezer, do we say that at least a specific single solitary korban for each one, the anachas I'll call here, it's not, doesn't mean literally one, but rather means one per statement. Or do we say, af Reb Lezer moide. Now here, initially, I learned it like the Gemara has in front of us, conventional way, but then I saw that the Gilin of Rhyme does change it here. It says, perhaps even Rabbanan are Moida. Okay, it changes after Rabbi Lezer Moida to even Rabbanan are Moida, meaning that there isn't a double carbon here. Why is it not a double carbon? She'enu elokim zaris atzvam min ha'isurim. He's repeating himself because he wants to be more diligent about his prohibiting himself. In a case where he's responding to claims which are levied against him, so he can't say, well, he's being more diligent to what he's saying, right? He'd be a fool to be more diligent to what he's saying. Actually, he's making himself just liable to a second korban. But perhaps over there, in the case where he's repeating a shvua twice, so then perhaps over there is just really just, you know, we'd say bracketed, shvua, I'm not going to eat shvua. So he's just being diligent in making a statement, not responding to his claim. So perhaps there, it's redundant, doesn't generate a second korban shvua. That's Elgin Ephraim. The way the Bnei Moshe wants to learn, which is not changing here. So it's after Reb Lezer, mother, perhaps there, even Reb Lezer agrees that you're liable to two korbanos. That you do have to be two korbanos. Why? Shel El Kamzari is out to Mitzvah because he wants to be diligent. He wants to be, what's the word, machmir. And therefore, he wants to be liable in case he transgresses his oath to two korbanos. And there, perhaps even Reb Lezer could see that he's going to be liable to two korbanos. You don't like that? Okay, well, then you don't have to learn to pay much. You learn to go in the frame.
The words just are such
an Ella. Ella is always leniency, yeah. Not astringency, right? That's a particular frame. Obviously, he's not satisfied. So he says it's downgrading. Perhaps there, even Rabban agrees only one, as opposed to Reb Lezer agreeing that it's right. Two. Okay, well, I'm asking. Says the Gemara. Lo asio do the do elo amar do amaru. There's obviously some choppiness here. So the lo here is like do elo, like it always is Yerushalmi. Lo asio do elo amaru l'shorvar. This is going on the case. Even amar really doesn't work out here. Amar, that which we said and that which we talked about on the case. of Lisha Avar, of this going on the, until now we're talking about the future. What about the past? That's basically, somehow you gotta fit that into that line, which is a little bit of a stretch. But the idea is, until now we're talking about the future, right? Locha, locha. What about the past? What about, because Shavuot speaking is also about a past event. Lochalti, right? Or achalti, right? That's also something where Shavuot speaking is relevant. So, Shavuot shalochalti, shalochalti Shavuot, right? A past event. A Shavuot I didn't eat, I didn't eat Shavuot. I'll die to Rabbana, maybe Shtekobas Kolachas Vachas. There you can't say Lazarus is Atzma, right? There's no diligence, because it's not talking about trying to fortify himself for the future, right? Because it's already something which is in the past. So therefore, if it's a machlokas there, it's a forthright machlokas. What's a forthright? It's machlokas. Adai to Rabbana, maybe Echad. Abdai, I skipped. Adai to the Rabbana, first white line, sorry. Adai to Rabbana, maybe Shtekobas Kolachas Vachas Kun Rabbana, the fact that you bracketed the Shavuos with the word Shavuah means that you're liable two carbonas per. Adai to Rabbana, or maybe Echobachal Kun Rabbana, you bring one carbon per. Again, there, since it's about the past or the future, there is no logic of Lazari's Atzmo, and therefore, whatever they say by Shavuos Bikaram, they're going to say the identical Svara over there by Shavuos Bikaram. Says more Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, boy. Now, this is something which totally does not concern me, but the Shire Teretz Yisrael obviously was concerned with history, so he changed it to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Avo, boy. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Rabbi Avo's Talmud, not Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Talmud. So in any event, Amar Shvua, you know, there's a criticism in Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt. There's a beautiful biography of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt, which I may have read. I don't know, when was he Nifter? He was Nifter in 1979, I think. So the biography came out probably a year later, so I haven't read this in like 20 years or so. But I remember this very lucidly. It says, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to object to Yeshiva Bacher. It says, every Yeshiva Bacher knows how to tell the difference between a Sfarah, which is Reb Chaim Dicker, and a Sfarah, which is Reb Shimon Dicker. Which totally off on a tangent, I should tell you, on the email group which I participate, an hour ago I'm running a chabura in teaching people the different darchei alibud. What's for us are Pheimdik, what's for us are Shimendik, what's for us are Hungarian, what's for us are Polish, all sorts of different drachim. Anyway, so he said, Bachim know how to learn what svaras are Reb Chaim Dik, what are Shem Dik, but who knows what svaras are Rabbi Akiva Dik and what svaras are Rabbi Shmuel Dik. So the truth is, all these years I thought I didn't know. But now, finally, I do know what the riches of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is. Rabbi Akiva Darshan's called Torah Beribui, and and Rabbi Shmuel Darshan's Torah Beklau, Klau, Pratu, Klau. And one says Dibra Torah, Torah, Kolosh, Beyod, and one says not. But in any event, it's only after all these years that I'm finally getting a handle on the what's for us. Yeah. Two of those lines are dedicated to the Machlokas of the King of Pan. Oh, really? Okay, interesting. Okay. Says the Gemara. So anyway, so getting back to that historical point, which brought down that little tangent. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, name Rabbi Avo. Boy, you asked the question. Amar Shvua Chitim V'Chitim in the Chobiyadi. That was an interesting issue. He said, not chitim sorim kuspim. Not different commodities, but repeating the same commodity twice. Shvua wheat in the chobiyod, you don't have my hands. Mao. So basically a stutter, or is it differentiated, karpa differentiated shvuas, right? Nishmini minato. Let's start from here. Lomi mokum ploin, evil lomi mokum ploin. It's again a fragment of some brisa. We don't have the full brisa here. The brisa is talking about, I'd say I don't have the grain you gave me in New York, and I don't have the grain you gave me in Chicago. So their geography differentiates, right? It's two separate shvuas, right? Chayev is liable to two separate shvuas, right? Rabbi Yoso, here too, same thing, two different commodities, the same commodity repeated twice should be the same thing. Somar obviously rejects that. That's a very poor parallel. Rabbi Yoso said, boo! The different places is like different commodities. Even though it's the same commodity, but the fact that it's different places makes it like different commodities, right? Ilumar, but were you to have brought a case, were you to have said, Meosamokom, Vulomeosamokom? In other words, I'm not sure about the Girsa here. It's the same. I'm not sure about the below here. Because, again, the name Moshe Taitis it differently without changing the year. So, means, I've said the same place twice. I don't have, where the case which you quoted from that Brisa, a case where I said, I don't have the grain that you gave me in Chicago, and I don't have the grain you gave me in Chicago. Then that would be parallel to I don't have the wheat and the wheat. But the case where you talk about Chicago, New York, that's differentiated inherently. It's not a parallel case. Okay? So then it would have been Yos, but that's not the case, according to me. All right, so we're talking about Rabbi Atzvah for that. What about wheat and wheat? Does that differentiate? Rabbi Chagai said, Asara Shvus en l'chob yodi. I said, Tenos! I swear, Tenos! That sounds like an Arab, you know. I swear, Tenos, that I don't know you anything, right? Mao, does he have to bring 10 korbanos or not? It was a very basic question. I wonder if Bobby asked that question. Rabbi Yossi asked, Shvua, shvua in l'chob yodi. Similar idea, I say, I swear. Right? Does that differentiate? Now, bear in mind, of course, there's only a question according to Rabbanan. Well, I don't know if that's true. But I think it's only a question according to Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, again, in order to differentiate, you need bracketed. You need to say, shvua, commodity, shvua. Right? So the question is where he said, 10 shvuas, or shvua. Again, we don't. Actually, there's an attempt to resolve. Amrei Beis said Nishmini Meado. So now from here, Shvua Shaloch Al Kikar Zu, a Shvua that I will not eat. This actually we had a previous parrot. I will not eat this loaf. Shvua Shaloch Lena, a Shvua that I will not eat it. Ba'achla, and he ate it. Chayav Achas, he's liable to what? Now, liable to one means he's chayv kol achas v'achas, right? He's liable to separate. He's liable to two korbanos. So it says, "Mim nation he's kir zu." That's because he mentioned this one, right? And that's why he's liable. No, I'm making a mistake. Sorry. In this case, if Shur Shloch HaKikazu Shur Shloch, and it's only liable one. V'achal Chai Bakas is Tafk only liable one. Why is that? Neshi Yiz Kirzu. Because he mentions specifically this one, which means specifically this loaf. And since specifically this loaf, so then the Shvua cannot, he can't be liable Shvua Gabi Shvua for that same loaf. In other words, for that same loaf, there's only one liability. Remember, it's not Shvua's because of. Shavuos Bikur he'd be liable infinite times. Right. But Shavuos Bitu he can only be liable once, right? Because ain't Shavua Chal al Shavua, right? There's no such thing as once I said one thing about this loaf, I can't say anything else about that loaf. Okay? So, Shavua Shalohi Yechlenam Vochlo Chayv Achas. Mineshi is Kirzu. Because he mentioned this loaf. Well, Loi is Kirzu. But if you would have mentioned that loaf, you would have said two Shavuos, so then, even if it's the same type of bread, I said, if Shua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And he said, if Shua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. So then, Chayav Klachos Vachos, you'll have for each and every one. So we want to extrapolate all the way back to Rabbi Yirmiyah's question and say, Shua, Schitin, Lechitin, I'm liable twice. Just like there, had I not said zoo and made this loaf already also upon me, but just made a generic Shua, I could have made a Shua on top of Shua. So too, over there, when I said Shvua by Chitin, perhaps by Shvua's Bikar, perhaps I'd be liable to two. That's the proof we want to bring. I think that's the case. Yeah. Now, by the way, the case over there, in the case where we say, he's Chayab, that's of course where there's more than one loaf there. Again, there's only one loaf which he's talking about, so then you can't make a second Shvua top loaf if you don't say Zu. But if you say Shvua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread. And then Shvua not going to eat wheat bread. And several loaves in front of you. So then the Shvuas take effect. Shvua, Gabi, Shvua. And so to here, it could be able to make two Shvuas on the two separate commodities. Okay. Now, the next line till the Mishnah, Shakshi Kam Kohen Shatar Yisrael on Amud Beis after the next Mishnah. I think he's right. So I'm going to leave it till over there. Okay, we'll come back there momentarily. Let's read the next Mishnah. Tainli Pikodom. Now this Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan. And here we're talking about differentiation according to Rabbanan. Tainli Pikodom, give me the object we gave safekeeping. The Tesomes Yad, the object which I forget what the Tesomes Yad is. Something which where also where there was a partnership or something, and the guy denied it. One partner denied it. I don't remember exactly the Tesomes Yad we have. Yeah, but it's like when a partner denies the partnership. Something like that. Because, what? Yeah, in other words, we are partners, and I deny that I have we're dissolving the partnership now, and I deny that I have something which was originally part of the partnership. It's something like that. I'm pretty sure about that. I saw it last night somewhere. And one of the Pnei Moshes, but now I can't find it. But something like that, something to do with the dissolving partnership. Anyway, be that as it may, let's not get hung up on it. Begazel and theft, vaveda. So there's all different types of claims which I lay upon you, right? Sheishli biyadcha, given to me. Shvur she'en lecha biyadi. A shvur that you don't have any of these to take. If you don't want to take a shvur, if you don't want to pay up, take a shvur. So this is, of course, when somebody else administered the shvur, but that doesn't matter. We said mushman v'piachem works. Eino chay v'lachas. If he says shvur, oh no, sorry, he took it himself. Shvur she'en l'cha b'yadi. The person, the defendant himself took the shvur, and he said shvur, I don't owe you anything, and he didn't differentiate. Eino chay v'lachas. Only liable one. However, if you responded with differentiation, Shvur she'en lecha b'yadi pikadon, l'tesumas yad, v'gezel, v'aveda, chay v'kol achas v'achas, he's liable for each and every one. Tein l'chiti musar m'kusim yisem. He, in this first case, said, I just don't owe you anything. And the Shvur, I don't owe you anything, generically. In the second case, he specified. Okay? Similarly, tein l'chiti musar m'kusim. Give me the wheat, the barley, and the spelt, which I have in your hand. Shvu, and the guy responded, Shvu, she'en l'cha b'yadi. No, Shvu, I don't owe you any of these things, right? So, ein l'chai v'lachas, because he didn't specify. But if he repeated, Shvu, the nifkat, said the person, the guardian, repeated, Shvu, she'en l'cha b'yadi, chitin, usorim, mekusmin, Shvu, you don't have my hand, neither wheat, nor barley, nor spelt. Now, a single grain, a grain of wheat, a kernel, actually, I think it's the right word, a kernel of wheat, a kernel of barley, a kernel of spelt, then also he's liable to be one. And I guess Rabban holds not a shear. I'm not familiar with what the shear actually is, but I guess Rabban holds one grain. One kernel is not enough of a shear in order to be liable of korban shvuah. Okay? Says Mark, Am Rabbi Elrael said, Divi Rabbi Shimon. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, which referred to as Rabbi Shimon later on. Rabbi Shimon later on, Aloha, hey, he says that, where a guy claims, you raped and seduced my daughter. And he says, I didn't rape and seduce. And Rabbi Shimon potters because he doesn't pay knas based on himself. Now, that's nice. But you know, he doesn't, even though he took an oath, and he lied, because he did rape or seduce the daughter. He's potter. Now, the question is over there, what about the boshus upgam? That's knas. What about the monetary payments? Right? So Rabbi Shimon says, no, even the monetary payments is off the hook. Once he's off the hook of one part of the shvuah, despite the fact that as part of the shvuah, he also denied monetary payments, not just knas, he's off the hook. He doesn't have to be a korban shvuah at all. Okay? So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Nimtzu Shem Biyado Chitin. What if I come, Reuven comes and says, Shimon, Shimon, you owe me wheat, barley, and spelt. And Shimon then takes oath and says, I do not owe you. I take it oath. I never got any wheat, barley, and spelt for you. And it turns out he was lying on the barley and spelt, but he was telling the truth about the wheat. So that wheat, vis-a-vis the shvua, is like the lie on the knas in the next Mishnah. And therefore, since part of the shvua was true, or does not generate a korban shvua, I should say, to be more precise, so the whole shvua does not generate a korban shvua. Okay? It's like nimtzach korban pasul. Since part of the shvua is not good, it was an outright lie which generates a korban shvua, so too is to the rest of it. Nimtzach b'chitim potter b'shari is exempt from the korban shvua, even the rest. Amar Rabba said, don't lose, keep your hand back. Amar Rabba said, Af it should be Rabbi Yehuda Maidaba. Rabbi Yehuda also concedes the point about this. Rabbi Yehuda is even though it says Rabbi Yasa is not Moira, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, and the Tana Kama of Alochei would also agree with this, not just Rabbi, because there Tana Kama would differentiate. He'd say that the Knas is one type of thing, and a Knas, once you could see it in the Knas, is a totally different ballgame. And therefore, as opposed to the monetary payment, so therefore you cannot draw inference from one to the other. But here, since they're all the same types of payment, chitim, sarim, and kusmin, so therefore if part of the shvuah falls through, the rest of the shvuah falls, and you're also exempt, according to Tana Kama, from the korban shvuah in this case. Now, let's go back to Amrav. And here are the last two lines before the previous Mishnah. Abishvuah's bitui game. The law is also like this by Shvuah's bitui. What's the case? Shvuah ochal nevela. A person takes the Shvuah and going to eat nevela. Pas chitim, wheat bread. Upas prosorim, barley bread. Upas kusmin, spelt bread. What's wrong with this picture? Which part of the Shvuah cannot work here? Which part of the Shvuah is no good? Nevela. Because Nevela is Bushba Vayme Marasina, right? Already God told them not to eat, right? So Miyachash Pata Nevela Pata Lashar. Since Shvuah falls on Nevela, it falls on everything else, and there is no Korban Olivier right on this one. Okay? Says more further. Nimtza, now here everybody changes the Girsa. Everybody changes the Girsa to Nimtza She'ein Biyado B'chitin. What if he. This is really the thing is like this. The Gemara is now, although the Gemara just made a statement and said, well, in that case the Shvuah falls, right? If part of Shvuah is not true, then there's no Korban Shvuah. The Gemara is now going to change its tune, and the Gemara is eventually going to come around and change Rabbi Yochanan, who made the statement we just saw in Amarav. But in the meantime, the Gemara starts with a different tack. What if Taka comes out that he was right about the wheat, he lied about the barley and the spelt, but he was right about the wheat? Does he have to be a korban shvuah because shvuah takes place on the other, on the word the barley is spelled? So Chevraya said the korban aid of Shatir Israel changes this to chola, takes effect. Rabbi Zera Amar lo chola, it doesn't take effect. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Brach. Rabbi Yaakov said Masdisa Misayel Matar Mechav Chevraya. Rabbi Yaakov Brach said the following brisa is a proof to the Chevraya that we can dichotomize in the Shvuah. How so? Isha Sharma, a woman who said, Arein in Nazir. She said, I'm a Nazir. Vishama Chaverta. Her friend heard her, Vama, and she said, Vani. And she said, me too. By the way, this case we have back in Gomorrah and Nazir. Vishama Barishana. The husband of the first wife heard that his wife became a Nazir. He was horrified. Faithfully nullified the nether. So Rishona Muteres Vashni Asura. The first wife is permitted because her husband nullified it. The second one, she's prohibited because her husband didn't do anything for her, right? Now it should say Rabbi Shimon on there. Rabbi Shimon said, "Im Amar Lonis Kavanti." That's what it says in Nazir. Right? Im Amar Lonis Kavanti Elios Elakamaisa. If she said, "I only had a mind to be like my friend here." And therefore, when she got exempted, I should be exempted, right? So then, Ushtemutars, they both become nullified at the time of the nullification of the first one. It's only because she said I only want to be like number one. I want to be similar to number one. If she didn't say that, so then she remains prohibited because her husband was not made for her neder. So it says, if there, where there is no, no primary shvua, right? At Omar, you say, right. In other words, once the husband undermines the first wife, the first woman's shvua, you lost the shvua. The shvua is gone. Yet the second woman continues to be in the zero, right? So you undermine the ikar shvua, the primary component of the shvua. Yet nevertheless, the second shvua takes effect. Still effective. And she's the woman number two is still in the zero, right?
Yeah.
Right. So to here, afkan. I'm sorry, kan sheyesh ikar shvua. Here, where the shvua was not initially attached solely to the wheat. Attached to wheat, the barley and spelt. So even though the wheat is undermined, the shvua still attaches to barley and spelt. You're still being carbon shvua in the barley and spelt. There's direct contradiction to what Rabbi Yochanan said in Ramanav. Rabbi Yochanan said once the wheat falls, the whole carbon shvua falls. Then now the Gemara is saying even though the wheat falls, the carbon shvua still pertains to the barley and the spelt. So now says the Gemara. So what about with that which Rabbi Yochanan said? My dama Rabbi Yochanan, divrei Rabbi Shimon nimtzu shein biyadochid im poter b'shar. Alright, so what does Rabbi Yochanan say? That if you undermine the part about the wheat, the whole toshvah is undermined? Says Amar ben Matpis. No. Taka Rabbi Yochanan's true statement is not always true. It's only true where you linked all three. Where you verbalized and enunciated a linking between all three. There, part of it falls, the whole thing falls. But if you didn't verbalize such a linkage, then in Echonami, each component of the shvuah stands on its own. Okay? But what's the case where you link them? Barmy said, where he said, let my barley be like my wheat and let my spelt be like my wheat. Meaning that you made the latter parts of Shavuot contingent on the earlier parts of the Shavuot. Okay? Only then do I say part of Shavuot falls, the whole thing falls. Pshita da milsa. This is simple. Loif elabari shreino. Now, this is we're off on a tangent now, but it's like, but getting back to the Nazir for some reason. Yes, we have fond memories of Nazir, so we're going to talk about Nazir for a while. Pshita da milsa, loy fer la ba'al rishona. What if the first husband was not made for a neder? It should be velo omdo benitra. Yet she did not fulfill her neder. Like I made a mistake. Pshita da milsa lo, take out the lo. Lo, the Gilead of Frying takes it out. Pshita da milsa hefer lo. I forgot to take it out. The Gilead of Frying takes out the bottom. Now, this is an argument which we had, the big issue which we discussed way back when we were learning Nazir, not so long ago, actually. What does the husband do? His husband is make us guys. What does Megas guys means? He chops off the nether from here on in, which is the way the Rambam paskins, although the Ran doesn't seem to learn that way. But the way, so therefore we say that, what if she transgressed the nether before the Nazir's before her husband got around to be made for it? She gets flogged. Gets flogged. That's what it says here. She don't mean to say, hey, for the Baal, or Rishoyna, but for long Dominitra, but previously she had already transgressed her nether, she gets flogged. Okay? Shniyamah. What about the second woman? Now, this is according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon who linked the two women together, right? So what about her? Her husband wasn't made for her. So what's her status? So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yakush is a Zuluka. since she the first one gets Malchus, the second one gets Malchus too. Now that the second one is worse off, right? Because she doesn't even get, she has no husband to be made for, she's always going to get Malchus. Hi, the first woman is walking around, she's no longer in the zero, second woman is still in the zero. Says, Amrabi said, if it's tonight based in, what is this, tonight based in? It's a strange statement. What does it say? It's like, did Chachamim make a takara? No, the Teah says, Shnia, Komeris, Harein, and Nazira, it should be, they changed it all in Nazir. Esrim Yom. So the Gemara says, actually, the way I want to learn it, the way I learned it back in Nazir, which is my own shot, and I'll say it over again now, is, the second one, yeah. And we're saying, yeah, so it is like a Tanai Basin. The second one, it's in the zero. Why? Because she's like, even though the first one's the zero, is over. The second one who said, I want to be in the zero like her, it's tantamount that somebody said, I want to be in the zero for 20 days. Can you be in the zero for 20 days? No. What's the minimum? So what happens if you said 20 days? You have to keep 30 days. You have to keep 30 days. Regardless, you have to keep 30 days. So to here, the second woman, she's like, yeah, okay, it's too true. She wanted to be contingent on the first one. Tough luck. She had no right to be contingent. The only reason the first woman aborted her Nazirus is because her husband was Mefer. She doesn't have such a luxury, so therefore she has to keep the full 30 days. Says more, no. Rabbi Shimon could die today. Says more, that's only, that might be true according to Rabbanim. Rabbi Shimon is going according to his line of reasoning to Omar, who said, and here the next three words are different in Nazir. There it says, Shalois Nadib Kederacham Snadib. This is not a normal volunteering. This is not volunteering like a normal volunteerism. And the way we touched up, we learned over there, it means that she linked definitively her Nazirus to the first woman's Nazirus. Even though normally you can make a Nazirus stand on its own, and she would make a Nazirus stand on its own. But here where she linked it, and she says, I want to be a Nazir like her. So in Echonami, once the husband of the first one is made for the first one, the second one's Nazirus falls by the wayside as well. Because of that, because it's not a normal independent volunteerism, but rather it's a contingent volunteerism. And therefore, once the first one goes, hers goes as well. So again, instead of b'magve atover toli, whatever that means, it should be shalois not vokaderam is not machine to a normal way, rather she linked it, and therefore whatever is true about the first one is true about her as well. Okay? Am Rabbi Yochanan, top of Chabom Rab. Am Rabbi Yochanan said, divin Rabbi Yudon, according to Rabbi Yudon, it should be it should say here, it doesn't have to say it, but it's as if it says here, sometimes. Sometimes Yicholim and Karban Echol, sometimes Chit Yisraim and Kusmin all become one Karban. And sometimes V'nifratim Shloshah Karbanos become three Karbanos. Hey Ravina, where do we differentiate it? Where do we say it's one Karban? Pruta Chitim, Pruta Yisraim, Pruta Kusmin. What if each one of the Kamaris was worth a Pruta? Okay? So then I say, skip the word the Shaita so takes on the Karban Echol, it's obviously a typo. The front and shalosh karbanos. Since each one is worth a pruta, so therefore there's a karban shu on each one, right? However, what about now? Here it says pruta shlish. Again, an obvious type of shaitaris, so I'll change it. Shlish pruta. What if you have a third of a pruta of chitim, shlish pruta sorim, a third of pruta of sorim, shlish pruta kusmin, a third of a pruta of spelt. So together, all three together comprise how much? Math teacher. What's one third plus one third plus? Each Kamai was a third of a Pruta. So then, all together, not lucky for us, because you would have to very much match through the next three lines, takes out the next three lines. Instead of them, he puts in Nichlolim leKorban Echad. They become one Korban. Okay? So it depends on the monetary value, which is a fascinating thing, interesting lomdus, which is that Shavuah is not just contingent on commodity. There are two elements, commodity plus monetary value. So if the commodities can be differentiated and the money differentiated, because there's enough prutas to go around in all three commodities, then you differentiate three karbanos. But if there's not enough to go around, even though the commodities are differentiated, since there's not enough money to go around because it's only a third pruta each, then they're talking as if it be one unified shavua. Okay? Interesting, the nature of shavua is dictated by the nature of the statement plus the nature of the claim. Okay? Says Gemara Vayiter, Hoy Biyada Arba Minim. This is also a fascinating case. He had four types in his hand.
No.
Wheat, barley, spelt rye. Four types. Shnei Minim Pruta. There's a pruta worth each of barley and of wheat. And Shnei Minim, Shnei Minim Pruta means it's the half a pruta each of barley and wheat. So together they make up one pruta, right? And then the Shnei Minim, the two other types, the spelt and the rye, b'shtei prutos, they make up two prutos, a pruta each. So how many korbanos you bring in this case? So afilu kein, what? Right. Afilu kein yicholim nifratim. Even here we say klal uprat. What's a klal uprat? So here the Peshat Yisrael again does us a nice favor and says, throws in what should say, it should say, Leida mila, for what matter, lechaibo sholosh korbanos. Three korbanos. Okay, so la'ila, you're correct. That's three korbanos. And this actually was, I'm sorry, there's a mind that Gemara cut up on top in order to get the statement over here. Okay, now, take out the Dalit. Am Rabbi Yechon, just a new statement. It's quasi new sugi. Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishay Rabbi Yanai. B'shoyani b'shlom ploni. Now this is going back to sugi also, which you learned way back when in Masech Degin. You wrote a get. I mean, you didn't write a get. You signed a get. At the get, at the end of the get, it said, you know, it says, Reuven is Begarish Sora, etc. At the end of the get, it says, and I, Reuven, inquire as to the health of my good friend, Levi. Which totally nothing to do with the get. But the Adam sign on the bottom. So it says, B'shoel. It says, and. There's a Vav Achibur there, connecting. So Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yanai, V'sho'ani b'shtoim pleni chazok l'chol chosam. So the signature of the Edom is both on the get and on the health inquiry, right? However, it's without the Vav, Sho'ani b'shtoim pleni, just Sho'el, not V'sho'el, then what is the Edom signing on? L'chosam el'she'el l'sholom. The only signing on the the health inquiry, which is bad, because that means the get is possible. Now, Rish Lugish says, and here I'm going to learn the Korban Edom, the Pnei Moshe and Korban Edom. By the way, Korban Edom just died. It says at the end of Halacha Dalet, we're in Halacha Hey now, right? No, it's still Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet, it says here at the end of this Sugi, he's still here. The end of the Sugi, it says at the end of Korban Edom in the back, that he died, age 55, in the middle of doing Shavuos. Shavuos obviously killed him. Okay, what? Yeah, in the back of Shavuos is Carbonator. In these Masechtas, in Ezekiel, the ones which have Carbonator are in the back. There are not that many of them. So in Hedron, Shavuos, Makos, okay. So actually, he wrote them on Sanhedrin Makos Shavuos, and he died in the middle of Shavuos. Okay, so says Gemara. Again, according to Carbon Edo, it should be Afilu Omar B'Shoani B'Shlom Ploni Chazok La'Achron Chosam. B'Shlom is holds no. Even if he writes V'Shoelani with Avav, it's still not a connection. We say the signature is only on the last statement, not on prior statements. Ezu klal Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to divorce two women with the same document, how do you do it? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's obviously very simple. What do? Just write a vav, because the old vav is connection. It's connective tissue. Ezu klal Rabbi Yochanan, ish ploini megarish ploinis, uploini ploinis. So you can write two women and people in the same get, as long as you connect them with a vav. But Koran Rish Lugish is more problematic because Koran Rish Lugish Vav is not a connective tissue. Koran Rish Lugish, what connects? Only Ezu Klar Rish Lugish, what connects Koran Rish Lugish? Amar Anu Ploini Uploini, if you put into the game like this, we, so and so and so and so, Begashim are divorcing the Shenu, our wives, the Mokal Ploini from so and so place. So you have to put in that we. It's not just enough to connect with an and. You have to put in the we and put the clause together. If you used vox, but if you mention the word gevushin each and every one, should certainly teifus bein lechlech veechad. You need to have a full document per person, okay? Because even though it's above, the fact that you wrote gevushin each one offsets each one, makes it better. So therefore, each set needs to have all its own personal rest of the documents and the witnesses. Says the Marachel Rabbi Yochanan Meyado. Rabbi Yochanan learns out his perspective that the vav is a connection from here. She'eni nan, and that the vav is, I'm sorry, that the get is, that when you word the mention word get, it spits, it differentiates from here. She'eni nan lezek korban, lezek korban, if in a regular nether, a person said, I'm not going to derive benefit from this individual as a korban and from this individual as a korban. So turn a pesel, kol echel v'echel, you need a pesel each every one. The word korban differentiates, okay? Rabbi Yisrael said, "Masnisa Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan." There's a price which put to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, "Chay a kaitzim teifes." You write, "Chay a kaitzim teifes le'tofes l'chol echad ve'echad ve'edim l'matzv." You wrote a tofes, meaning tofes means you wrote a full document of a get for each one, and you put in the same parchment. Ve'edim l'matzv. And the witnesses are on the bottom, Eshaim Nikriyim Mo Kosher, the one with which the witnesses are read, that's the one which is kosher. Why? Because the writing of excess documentation per person differentiates each per person separately, each couple separately. So therefore, the Adam at the bottom only apply the last document. Okay?
You have to sign in between the two.
Right, you have to sign between. Now, Shmuel Amar, this is the Gemara which you were referring to before. Shmuel Amar, Prat Rabbi Meir, Klal Rabbi Yehuda. This is actually a kind of a new sugi almost. Prat Rabbi Meir, Klal Rabbi Yehuda. That which Rabbi Meir holds is specification. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a generalization. Now, the case is, a person says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, even though you use vavs, you're chayiv each every one. They're each independent. According to Meir, the fact that they're vavs make them all one. They're all one unit, okay? So that which Rabbi Yehuda makes a klal, that which Rabbi Meir makes a klal, sorry, which is through the vavs, Rabbi Yehuda makes a prat. He ignores the vavs. Now, prat Rabbi Meir, klal Rabbi Yehuda. Prat le Rabbi Yehuda. Now that which Rabbi Yehuda calls a prat, this which Rabbi Yehuda says a prat is lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, where there are no vavs. Rabbi Yehuda says where there are no vavs, that's a prat. So Rabbi Meir makes that a klal. Meir says that the mayor says, I mean, that's basically what you were saying before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, vav set off. According to mayor, vav's connect. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you don't have a vav, it's connected. They're all the same. Because there's no punctuation, I guess would be the right word. But it's, I mean, it sees vav as punctuation, it separates. Mary says vav as connection, right? And vice versa, where there are no vavs, Rabbi says that separation. That's connection. Right? Mary holds that separation. Okay? So, says Maravaiter. Rabbi Shmuel Mishan Rabbi Zeir said, Shmuel said, name Rabbi Zeir, Milan the Rabbanan Amrin, that the words of the following rabbis say, She'ein Pratah Shrei Meir Klos Rabbi Yehuda, that the Prat of Rabbi Meir, which is, Rabbi Meir says, the Prat is when you say, lo, when you leave out the vavs, is not the Klal of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not necessarily hold, when you leave out the vavs, that it's all one long statement. D'mar Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yanai. The case we had before, on our mouth. B'shoel ani b'shoel pleini. When you write a get, and then you write at the end of the get, v'shoel ani b'mok b'shoel pleini, with a vav, you know, on the inquiry itself. Chazok l'kol chosam. It's chazok, he's signing both on the get and on the shel shom together. Right? Shoni b'shlom ploni. If, however, you didn't write the vav, again, this is what Rabbi Yochum said around. Shoni b'shlom ploni lo chasam el b'shel shom. So it's this disruption. It's disassociated from the rest of the get, and therefore the signatures only go on the shel shom, not on the rest of the get. Now, email merat. Now the Yerushalmi goes into the proof. Im Oimerat Prat Rabbi Meir Klal Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to say that which is a Prat according to Rabbi Meir, which is the lack of vavs, is a Klal according to Rabbi Yehuda, that same lack of vavs according to Rabbi Yehuda connects the entire statement. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's vav or punctuation. Without the vav, it's not punctuated. Then everything is together. So then Rabbi Yochanan should at least note that which I said, that with the vav it's a connection, without the vav it's a separation, it's only going according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the exact opposite is true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's without the vavs that it's a connection, because it's not punctuated. It's with the vavs that it's separation. Rabbi Yochanan should have made a note of that, right? So Rabbi Yochanan should have said, He should have mentioned that the Adarabba, without the vav, it connects the get with the rest of the with the inquiry. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Masdisa Amra." The following verse also teaches us: "Shem Pratosh Rabbi Meir Yehuda Kol Rabbi Meir." That which Rabbi Yehuda says is a specification, meaning with the vavs, vav is not a cloud point. Rabbi Meir doesn't necessarily unite them. Which mission is actually the Mishnah? No, the price. The Dina Rameir says, Afilu Amar Chita Vikusoira Vikusemes. These different commodities, but with a vav. Chayev Nicholachas Vachas. Aha! What about the vavs? You said before that vavs, according to Rameir, are connective tissue. It's not true. What do you see here? Even with the vavs, you're liable to each and every one. V'leis inish, now, Gemara takes a little bit further. It says, our v'leis inish amar afilu, a person doesn't say afilu elemi cloud the moida kan maisa unless he admits the first thing. Meaning that he admits, of course, where there are no vavs. Right? Where there are no vavs, he's liable to on each and every one. But even if he said vav, he said v'chita v'chsoyer v'kusemes, even there he's liable on the on each and every one. Okay, in other words, so regardless, whether you may hold with vavs, without vavs, that's not what creates differentiation. Creates not differentiation. I'm Rabbi Chinuch, then there the Gemara concludes. I'm Rabbi Chinuch Chinuna. Al daita Rameir kon Rameir bein shemar chitin v'sorim v'kusmin, right? Vavs there, right? Bein shemar chitin v'sorim kusmin, without vavs. Regardless, whether the vavs are not, it's immaterial. Klau pratu, it can be either klau or prat. And what does it depend on? Ben says shari teri so. Depends on what we learn on an alf. Depends on the monetary distinctions. See, if each one has a pruta, so then, it's a beautiful gemara. If each one has a pruta, then they're separate because of the monetary distinction. If each one is less than a pruta, then they're fused. Whatever the money dictates, that's what's going to depend, tell us whether it's a klal or prat. a guy to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, imarchitin usorim mukusmin. If you said vavs, since vavs are punctuation, then taka klal prat. There could be a klal or prat depending on the money. But imarchitin usorim kusmin, if you left out the vavs, then the shaiter so changes it to prat chenimo klal. Not sure exactly why. He says that prat chenimo klal, meaning that without the vavs, I guess because our Gemara ultimately comes to the conclusion that vavs don't make a difference. So therefore, if you read the way it is in front of us, it means, of course, according, so like we said before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that adaraba, vavs are punctuation. Without the vav, it's all one unit. So therefore, I'd say they're all connected. That's why I'd say it's klal sheini mo prat. But the Shari Tereso is not so happy with that, because obviously our Gemara came to the conclusion that the vavs don't really make a difference. So therefore, the way he learns it, it's a prach animo klal, meaning that we don't know what to do with this, basically. The Shvuah only goes on the word which is immediately adjacent thereto. What's the word immediately adjacent to Shvuah in this case? Chitim. So if the chitim are shava pruta, then the shvuah takes effect. If the chitim are not a shava pruta, then the shvuah doesn't take effect at all. So again, the reason why the shartei so changes gears, if I understand correctly, is because the final analysis, we say vavs don't make a difference. And the way the Gemara is written in front of us, it sounds like the vavs do make a difference. And without the vavs, that makes it a cloud. So that's why it changes and says, no, the vavs don't make a difference. And therefore, when you say chitim sarin kusmin, it's only a prat without a klal, meaning you have to look at the chitim by themselves, not at it as connected to anything else. Okay? So the bottom line is, again, according to Shaitar Shul's Girsa, according to Meir, everything is contingent on the money. That can connect or disconnect. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no connection no matter what. There's never any connection. And there, because the different commodities and buffs don't make a difference, so there's never any connection. And we have to judge whether the shvuah is valid shvuah or not solely based on the commodity which is in juxtaposition to the word shvuah. That determines everything. Whether it's that shavaputa, shvuah takes effect, if there's less than shavaputa, shvuah does not take effect. And we'll stop here for this evening.